Patreon. Kitty Minx here. Apologize ahead of time if I cough while recording this. I am getting over a bit of a bug, but it's the beginning of the month and I need to make this video because I need to let you guys know some changes that are going to be happening to my Patreon. The first and probably the most important is December and January will be the last months where I will have the $1 tier. This is after some very careful deliberation and talking to some friends that have Patreons. I produce just far too much content to have a $1 tier. It makes sense if I only produce a few things a month and that was it, or if I just posted sporadically. But I produce so much content and I give so many perks that a $1 tier just isn't fair to me, considering all the work that I put into the videos. And you may ask, well, what about Discord? What about $1 getting you into the Discord server? I can't justify that either, because access to the Discord server is a perk of being a patron. And bumping the lowest tier to $5. $5 is the average price of a movie ticket in the United States. So I'm going to say it's about average, considering I know it sometimes costs more, but I've been to plenty of theaters, especially second run theaters, where it's about $5, maybe a little bit more, but if or in $5 is the average cost of a subscription fee to something like Crunchyroll, or I'm just or a meal at a fast food joint, or a cup of coffee even. A lot of coffees cost about $5. If you can afford that on a monthly basis, then you can afford the $5 to be part of my Patreon, and $5 will get you access to the streams, or I'm gonna get into this in a little bit, but it'll get you access to streams and exclusive videos that aren't lewd or not safe for work. So you get a lot more than you would if you only pledged $1. And I understand people just want to support me, and that's great, but at the end of the day, Patreon takes out a fee. And by only pledging $1, pretty much all of my $1 pledges just go to that fee. And it just doesn't add up enough for it to really count, because it starts taking out other money I have too. Whereas at the minimum was $5, then the hit to me by Patreon just would not be as hard. If that makes any sense. I don't know if I'm making sense. I took a lot of cold medicine. But basically, the $1 tier is no longer worth it to me. Not enough people are pledging to that tier for it to add up significantly. And I've been noticing this move at the end of the month that people pledging $5, $10, $20, bumping down to the $1 tier the last possible minute before their account renews, to, I guess, to stay on the Discord server or whatever. And listen, if you can't pledge anymore, period, and you want to stay on my Discord server, if you have something to, if you're a regular active person on my Discord server, and for whatever reason you can't afford to pledge anymore, talk to me. I am available either through Discord DMs or through email. Talk to me. And I might make exceptions, especially if you are an active member. If you're not an active member, and you just lurk, and you don't really participate even in the polls or anything, then I'm sorry. But I have to think about myself first. I've been putting other people first for far too long, at the expense of myself, at the expense of my happiness. And I can't afford to do that anymore. So, at the end of January, the $1 tier is going to go away. So you have 2 more months to be at the $1 tier, and then it's going to go away. And I'm sorry if this sounds mean. I'm sorry if this sounds bitchy. But after careful deliberation and talking to some of my patrons and talking to some people who do Patreon, they even agreed that with the amount of volume of content I produce, especially when I'm feeling well and not having technical difficulties, that a $1 tier just doesn't make any sense for me to have. As it is, I've been told for what people get for $10 is really cheap. The other people who do not safe for work and lewd content charge more for that, and that, I am being pretty lenient by only charging $10 for that kind of content. So I'll just throw that out there. With that said, I'm not sure if I'm going to make it active this month or next month, but, or basically next month would mean next year, but streams are going to change. Basically, the $5 streams are going to be BS and hangout streams where we just hang out and chill and I do commentary on things. Whereas the $10 and up tier streams will include the role plays. And this is to give an added perk to people who pledge $10 or more. And this also is to basically not to take away from the $5 tier, but with how more actively I've been streaming up until I hit my computer issue and got sick, I was streaming more often, and it was attracting people to the stream that weren't even pledging on Patreon, which is becoming a problem. So I may even change my streaming service to one that is put on by Patreon itself. They have that. It is something that I have to pay for, so keep that in mind. But I have to pay to use Patreon's own streaming service. But I feel like in the long run, that would be better for me because unfortunately, streaming on Twitch, if Twitch senses that I'm active, they can put my stream out there and people can join who aren't even on Patreon. And yes, I know when YouTube finally gets rid of the strike I have, I can stream on YouTube. Some of the stuff I do on the Twitch streams, I can't do on the YouTube streams because they might block me. Because I do like to do my little video commentaries and whatnot, and YouTube sometimes has a problem with that. So there is that. As for content itself, that's not going to change. I'm going to be making exclusives as often as I can. Obviously, right now, I just got a new computer, which many thanks to the Phantom Patron who got it for me. Still, I'm eternally grateful. I'm still adjusting to the new computer. I have to obviously get over being sick and such, but I will resume making content. I will resume making exclusives. I have quite a lot of plans up my sleeve on that front, so don't think anything's gonna change there. The frequency may change because I need to get over being sick, and D has some vacation time coming up. There is going to be a slight change in the fact that I have some sponsored content that I need to make that they have given me deadlines. So I have to get that done, especially get that done before I leave to go to Mustang at the end of the month. And it is another thing, I will be going to the Mustang at the end of December through the beginning of January because, to be frank, I need to make money and I lost quite a bit of money this last month on Patreon. So my expenses are still there and I gotta pay the bills. So I need to go to work basically. As for commissions, because of the technology hiccup, because of my health, both my physical and mental health, I will do my damnedest to get the commissions done that were given to me before September, done before the end of the year. If you are one of those people, please, please, please email me about your commissions. Please. The only exceptions are those who have put in their commissions and then lower their tier below $50. Then your commissions are unfortunately going to be on the back burner. Whereas those who have stayed at their tiers or commissioned me prior to September, or like way before September, if it was who commissioned me, like I'm gonna say before the summer even, and I haven't gotten to it, please contact me. I'll do my best to get it done. But with the fact that I have to, you know, format a new computer and get everything set up on that, and I have to get over being sick, plus I have the Mustang I have to go to the end of the month, it's a matter of time and it's a matter of energy and stuff like that to go into commission. So if I can't get it done by end of the year, I apologize. I have January free. I'll likely have February free, aside from my kid's birthday. And I will do my best. Pray, pray, pray my technology stays good and I don't get sick again. I should be able to get stuff done. You know, new year, you know, freshen things up and all that. So, I apologize sincerely. I've been trying really hard to get stuff done, but it's been difficult. I've been having a really rough time, and I deeply, sincerely apologize for that. And I know it's been shitty of me, but life happens, and I am just one person, so there is that. As for art, there is new art coming. Please, please, please be patient with Anna. She just moved, and she's just getting settled. And she has commissions and things that she needs to finish first before she can get to art that I'm paying her for, because I made that deal with her, because she's owed commissions for months now. And normally she's really fast about it, so she's been feeling the bad feels about not getting stuff done in time. So I want to allow her to finish her commissions before she does stuff for me. And I know there's artwork you've been waiting for of your favorite characters. I know there is. But, please, please, please be patient with Anna. The art she's prioritizing is the holiday art that's going to go on merchandise. Aside from that, there is other art coming, especially for the $20 and up tier, and the tiers that get little art pieces done for them. There is art coming for that. It might be delayed, it might be the end of the month, or it might be the beginning of January, but she said it will come. She just has to finish some of her commissions first. So please, 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 please be patient and understanding with her. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. I'm surprised I haven't coughed yet, knock on wood. I'm probably gonna cough right now. But anyway, let's see, commissions are changes to tiers. Oh, and I'm gonna be adding another tier. This tier will include a full piece of art by Anna Maria Bryant, and the art will be done at, you know, at her pace, so you may not get it until the following month after you pledge, but it will be done, and it will be a full piece, not a sketch, full colored, fully rendered, full piece. So that's the big perk of this new tier that I'll be adding this month. Aside from that, that's about it. The big news was mostly about commissions and my personal schedule, and the fact that after January, there will be no more $1 tier. And the reason why I'm not instilling this sooner, as much as I'd like to, is I'm aware it's the holidays for most people, and I don't want to be mean. I know know, I've got my own holiday shopping to do. But I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be a Scrooge. So I'm allowing it for another couple of months. But after January, most people bounce back after the holidays and should be able to afford that $5 fast food meal or that $5 coffee. So if you can afford that, then like I said before, you can afford the $5 a month for the literal hours of entertainment that I provide you. So there is that. And I'm sorry again if that sounds bitchy or mean. I don't mean to sound bitchy or mean. I have my Patreon so I can make money doing what I love. And if I'm not making money, then there really is no point to me having it. So just throwing that out there. And I'm aware that everyone has lives and people have their own financial difficulties. And I never want you to spend more than you can afford. But most people on this planet can afford $5 instead of just $1. And I'm just going by the numbers. There just isn't enough people who stay at the $1 tier to justify having it after January. So I'm just putting that out there. But I just want to say thank you so much for your support. It means a lot to me. But at the end of the day, I do have this to make money. And you're supporting me financially, which I'm grateful for. As I said in my thank you video for November, it means a lot to me. And it goes a long way to bettering my life. But I need to take care of myself, and I have to do things to take care of myself. Thank you so much for watching / listening. If you watch / listen to this video, please leave a comment in the comments down below with your thoughts. Whether if you agree with me or you disagree with me, I would definitely appreciate your feedback. Thank you very much, and have a good day.